Subbress.
On demand. Follow Subbress Radio on Twitter and Facebook now.
Subbress. The biggest hit Desi music show for your Saturday night. It's Desi Mashup with Akshay.
So my guest tonight is an award-winning singer, songwriter, actor, so super multi-talented. She joins me now from Mumbai to talk about her brand new track and much, much more. Give it up for Rimi Neeg. Hey,
Rimi. Hi. Wow, that was a really nice introduction.
You absolutely, absolutely deserve it. Main jhootne bolta hoon. I'm a radio presenter. I don't lie. I mean everything that I say.
Thank you. That's so sweet.
But how are you? How is Mumbai?
Mumbai's good. I just got in a day ago. You know, Mumbai just, it's a lot at one time. From an island in Phuket, Thailand, then to Bangkok, and then to Mumbai. Like, the intensity just changes. But, you know, I'm happy to be here. Just making moves, doing things. You gotta be where the music is.
First time up on my show, right? I know a little bit about you, but let's formally introduce you to everybody. How did you get into this whole crazy music scene?
Oh, wow. I actually started singing Shabad Kirtan in Gurdwara. I'm Sikh Sardarni. In Bangkok, Thailand, there was one Gurdwara, and, you know, that's kind of how I connected to music, through hymns. Then I went to a Catholic American school where I sang gospel music. And so I think my base is spiritual music. I started that way. And then came the hip hop, R&B and soul and pop, kind of added on, and chamber choir and then a cappella groups. You know, I just kept exploring. It was always fun. And from there, I went to the States for college, was in a cappella groups there, had a college band in the States as well. We played jazz, indie, folk band. We toured in the Northwest. You know, that whole experience, how do I say, you rent a van and all your instruments are in the back of the van and you go from one club to the other, and all the money that you make from that gig, you use it for food and gas and you move to the next. I just can't believe I got to experience that. Now, in hindsight, when I think about it years later, I do realize that was something really special and something money can't buy. And that's it. Came back to Thailand after, you know, being an international student, visa, States, yada-da-da-da, all that. And then was someone said, why don't you try The Voice Thailand? I was like, sure. And I was the first Thai Indian to be on The Voice Thailand. Sang Lady Marmalade. All the chairs turned. They were confused that I was, you know, Indian. Being like, sawadee ka, sat sri kaal. Yes, confusing. I know. I think from there, Honey Singh and his team saw me and invited me to India to be on India's Raw Star. My first time living in India and Mumbai, you know, that whole thing. Came as a tourist. And then India didn't really let me leave for a minute. It's been a few years now.
Rimi, what an absolutely amazing journey. So just to recap, born in Thailand, studied in America, and now you've landed up in Mumbai. Now, we all know Mumbai is the home, the hub of Bollywood. And you've dabbled in Bollywood. You've done some playback work for a couple of movies, ABCD2, Race 3, just to name a few. Talk to me about that experience.
I came to India from the world that, you know, that American international world where it's like you are an artist.
Yeah.
I came with that perception. And when I came here, they're like, playback singer. I Googled playback singer. I didn't even know what that was. And I was like, playback singer? What is that? Like a singer that sings? Oh, so you're not in the video? Oh, you don't. Well, you just sing and peace out? It's like you're singing an ad? Because Before I did, in Thailand too, I worked in the ad space a lot, a voiceover artist, and I sing and for lots of commercials and ads because I like to act in voice. So, you know, broad, it's all somehow interconnected. So I was like, so basically I'm singing an ad. So I kind of had to put it that way. And even like ABCD2, like that song, the beautiful thing about that is like I didn't just sing it. I got to write it and compose that part, like the melody, you know, the Spanish part and the English part. And it's only because I think on India's Raw Star, there was this one song called Party on My Mind. I got bored of the rendition. So I was like, can I change it to Spanish and can I rap that part? I don't know. I didn't know the rules. And I think the music director was like, yeah, man, do whatever you want. And I was like, really? Okay. So I kind of just, you know, I think I probably went a little too hard because I was like, "Aaj raat ko teri aur meri mulaqat mein na ho teri," you know, like, "Woh bas chup kar thoda ruk kar maar tequila thodi thodi," and I was just like, you know, just having a blast. And I think Sachin Jigar, the composers, were like, "We need something in English and Spanish." And, you know, so I went into the studio just to try, not really knowing. I actually was going to peace out and go back to Thailand after India's Raw Star because I was like, okay, India, thanks for the experience, like a tourist visiting the country. And I was like, it was fun. But then they kept my voice and my lyrics and my composition in the song, and that became my debut. And I didn't even know anything about Bollywood per se. Like, yeah, I knew the old school Bollywood, like Shah Rukh Khan vibes, you know, not the new stuff. Yeah. Like half of the people I met that came to India's Raw Star, I had to Google who they were.
Tell me you did not have to Google Yo-Yo Honey Singh.
I Googled him before I came to India. they called me and they said, "Ha, madam, ye show hai, India's rock star." I was like, rock star? I Googled it. I was like, some fraud thing. Like, what? Rock star doesn't even exist. Nay, madam, raw star. And I was like, okay, this name is weird, but, you know, let's not judge, you know. All right. And then I was like, Honey Singh. Okay, he's a host. And I checked his music and I was like, hip hop, R&B? The production's sick. This is India? Oh, cool. Maybe, well, that will be fun. I don't think too hard. Like, I'm just like, well, that will be fun. Okay. They're like, cool, you need to come next week. I was like, sure. I was like, will I be able to sing, like, international music? They're like, yeah, no, you can sing Western music. No, I couldn't. They lied, but, you know. I was like, all right, not a big deal. Yeah, so it was an experience, and India has just taught me a lot. I grew as an artist, and I realized that Bollywood playback is fun, but it's 20% of who I am.
Yeah.
Like literally 20. So after a while, as an artist, if you're a true artist, it will really eat you up inside if you don't really do what your heart wants to do.
Akshay with Desi Mashup. Sabras Radio.
Once again, Remy, what an absolutely amazing journey. But listen, let's fast forward to the here and now. Last week, you dropped an absolutely beautiful track. It's poppy, it's poetic, it oozes femininity, and I love the energy of the song. The track is called Mitra. You've collaborated with Indian Trap, aka J2. So talk to me about this track. How was it born? How was it conceived?
Ooh, this is going to be fun. This was a labor of love for sure, and a journey. I actually was in LA jamming with J2 in the studio. He played some beats and I was like, start to make melody, like a melody. And if you hear the song, the start of the song is a raw demo melody of the song. So I was just listening. I was like, and I was just vibing, we made the melody. It's like, this is sick, this is cool. And then we just let it sit for a bit. I was like, dude, we need to write to this. And then I left and I was like, I want to write to it, but hey, I got to stay in my lane, okay? I'm not a Punjabi lyricist. Like, respect, you got to. So I was like, all right. Then I sat with the Punjabi lyricist Sardara and we just kind of like co-wrote. I was like, I want Mitra in it. I want Gaddi in it. I want the story, like, you know, kind of made the story. And then pandemic happened and what happened. And I was in, of course, back in Thailand and Bangkok, you know, whatever. And I was like, you know what? I want to finish this song. And Jay was like, yeah, let's just finish this song. So I recorded the vocals in Bangkok. So it was like, all three places that represent me. So this song was somehow made in all of that. So that was that's what happened. And then I was like, I want to take this out. Why am I waiting for anybody to believe in me? I believe in myself. And it is different. It's not a Bollywood track that someone's going to want to invest in. It's not any of this stuff. So all these songs that I've done over the years that have been hidden because Bollywood comes first. Me working on other people's projects come first, collaborating with them, featuring for them, writing for them, composing for them. And it just, I was just supporting a lot of projects, but my own. And I was like, hold a second, what's holding you back? You might not have all the tools, but you got to start. Mm-hmm. So Mitra is a friendly start, you can say, because Mitra also means friend, which is crazy. It's a friendly start, a no pressure start on for me too. I decided to shoot it with my team in Bangkok because, you know, whoever I worked with that, you know, would take videos of artist friends who I've collaborated for fun. We just got together and we made this video work somehow.
I absolutely love the video. So let's talk about it real quick. I love the concept. I love the vision. And I'm thinking that the horse in the video represents something. So break that down for us. Talk to me.
First of all, I didn't want it to be a gaddi. Every other Punjabi song is some dude with a Lamborghini or Ferrari and, you know, and all that. And it was more like a symbolism. Yeah. It was for me to match the energy level of how a dude would perceive something awesome, like, you know, gaddi, mitra. It's very cool. It's very masculine. It's very chill. But then when you come into, come and sit with her, mitra tu aave, gaddi chabe, like you come and sit with me and then I'm going to express my true heart's desires for you and express my love for you in the most feminine and genuine way. So that's why the look, like the leather and the country kind of vibe and the boots and the all of that was that masculine look. And I, as female, feminine, and you know, and the femininity comes in the voice. If you listen to the track, it's like she's like, mitra tu aave. She's like a little more stern. And then, oh, mitra tu aave, gadi chabe jaave. And then she, you know, explodes. Yeah. Like you can, it's like she's yearning for him, but she's not going to force him. But she's really like, Mitra, ajo, gaddi chabe. So it's kind of that way. And I just, instead of a car, it's just, it's a horse.
Yeah. The track and the video are out and it's absolutely amazing. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go and check it out. And of course, you can listen to it right here on my show, right here at Subrus Radio. But listen, Rimi, this is not going to be the last time you and J2 are going to be collaborating. After the success of his Mantra album, the beautiful Mantra album, I do know that he's working on a Shabad Kirtan style album. And I know you're very much attached to that project. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I mean, because like I said, that's my base. That's how I started singing. Yeah. If anything, it's like, you know, when you're doing all this work for your music and the one thing you do for your soul, this is something I want to do for my soul. And I think for J2 as well. And no matter how commercial we get, where we get, I feel like this is something we need to do. And it's kind of, it's home for me. So I've already, and I did sing a Shabad Kirtan. I did a Simran Ardas, like I sang something during the pandemic. I actually sent it to my dad. It was his favorite part. And he loved it so much. And he asked me to put it up. So I just put it up on Spotify and all that things. And I didn't realize how much it's helped people and healed people. And that's when I was like, Rimi, you'd have something. And it'll be a sin, actually, if you don't do that. And it's not just that, like, I'm yearning for it too. So I'm just excited that in the middle of talking about all these projects and songs, Jay suddenly started talking about this. And I was like, you know that, like, that's what I do. And he was like, and then, and I made him listen to the Simran and he was like, it's like the person's right in front of you, bite for both of us, you know? And so we're going to create something beautiful and hopefully it'll just help people feel something, heal something, anything, but I think I feel like it's a duty. So I'm just excited for us to do that. When the time is right, we're doing our thing one day at a time. So he can tell you more. He would know more. But all I know is that I am more than ready to, and I'm honored to be able to sing the hymns and the baat. I'm excited, actually.
Rimi, I'm excited. I'm excited for everything that you've got coming. Love and support for you always. Thank you for taking the time to speak to me and the listeners this evening. It certainly will not be the first and the last time. We shall surely do this again. And it's only right before we sign off that you introduce the brand new track.
Hi, guys. My name is Rimi Neek. Please do check out my latest independent Punjabi single. It's called Mitra. So Mitro, get on YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music, you name it. Show some love and thank you so much. Mwah.
Turn the radio up. Akshay's about to drop another banger.
Sabros Radio.